230 and also House File 462. The subject, of course, is the Nurse Licensure Compact. And just so everybody knows, the Senate is currently in session debating the tax bill, so if a vote is needed, we'll have to have a brief recess while we run up and take care of that, and we'll continue on if we need to. So, are you guys in?
We're in session.
Oh,
okay,
all right. I didn't know what you're. If you need to take a break to run, you just let me know and we'll take that break. Okay. All right, well, members, then what we have before us then is Senate File 230. Maybe we can start with that. And if maybe Senator Nelson would like to move.
I'd like to move Senate File 230.
Senate File 230. And then just make sure I've got the procedure right on this. So, if we're going to move this. And then we need to vote on this. Is that correct? Adoption of the language of Senate File 230 into the conference report. Is that correct process?
Mr. Chair, you might want to just adopt the sections that you want to take the Senate sections and vote on those. So, yeah, you want to take all of them.
So. You want all of them.
Yeah, so I think just take the Senate section 1 through 7, and then you're going to amend it, correct?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Nelson.
That was my question here. I have a delete all amendment here in front of us.
No, that's, Senator Nelson, that's just an example of what was adopted. I believe that's what was adopted on the House
floor. On the House floor, okay.
Well, then let's, since we know what we're going to be working off of, then what if we just have Senator Nelson move adoption of the language on Senate File 230, sections 1 through 7. We'll start from that.
Mr. Chair, I would be very glad to make that motion.
Okay.
Sections 1 through 7.
Any discussion on that? Okay, then seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. And the motion is adopted. So now, members, we have the language of Senate File 230 before us. And Representative Norton, you want
to? Would you like me to move the A2?
Representative Norton would like to move the A2 amendment. And I believe that there is also some oral amendments to the amendment as well. Did you want to take up those first so we have the amendment complete as you want to present it?
Okay. Ms. Aves, address those.
Mr. Chair and members.
Ms. Aves.
On page 2, line 11, we're going to make some changes in the amendment in the effective date section, and it affects the appropriations. Page 2, line 11, after the period, insert section 7, paragraph A, is effective the day after the governor issues the executive order. Also on page 2, line 13, after 5, comma, insert and section 7, paragraph A, comma. And on page 2, line 15, delete the word sections and insert section. And after and, insert section. And after 7, insert comma, paragraph B. So that line will read, section 6 and section 7, paragraph B, are effective the day following final enactment.
Okay. I want to make sure members understand. Did you want to, Senator, Representative Norton, did you want to explain those oral amendments of what you're doing with the effective dates? Or did you want
to?
Okay.
Mr. Chair and members, the reason that we're making these changes is because this amendment is amending language in the bill, and we added a paragraph B, which is, you can see at the top of page 2. It's two separate appropriations. Paragraph A is to the Board of Nursing for them to implement this act. We don't want them to have that money until the governor has issued the executive order and the act becomes effective. That's the reason for that one. And for paragraph B, that's the new language that transfers funds from the Board of Nursing's special revenue account to the Commissioner of Health to do the compact study.
Okay. All right. So, members, is there any discussion on the oral amendments to the amendments?
And maybe I could just, thank you, Mr. Chair, just quickly say that the House language did have a study. We have made changes to that study based on input from the Minnesota Nurses Association and from the department to try to get the study to be conducive to making a decision about the compact and to be comprehensive, frankly. So that was the changes, and also the department had a request. We had put $50,000 for the study in, just kind of based on an average cost of studies. The department, in looking at this, says they need the $120,000, and so that's why the increase there. So just so you know, that's why the changes were made, to try to meet the needs of and take input, meet those needs.
Okay. So then, members, we're going to vote on the amendments to the amendment first, then we'll have the A2 amendment before us, and then we can discuss that. So all those in favor of the amendments to the amendment, say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. And the motion is adopted. And we have now the A2 amendment before us. Representative Norton, did you want to speak to the A2 amendment?
I said what needed to be said, okay. I think, in the last. We just felt that there was concern and resistance to implementing the compact because there was a feeling that there wasn't enough information yet within the state and the department's hands to make that decision, and so we have tried to accommodate that by putting some study language in so that a correct and informed decision can be made by the governor.
Okay. I'll ask, is there any discussion with the committee members?
I just have a comment.
Senator Nelson.
Chair. I noticed that there's a timeline in here by September 30th, 2013. I appreciate having that time frame in there. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me ask, is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak for or against the A2 amendment? Come on up and state your name and who you represent for the record.
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Carrie Mortrude, and I'm with the Minnesota Nurses Association. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'll be brief and keep my comments to the study language. First of all, in the packet that M&A gave you, just to be clear, there are four other letters from organizations, some being educators, and then three other letters from four other unions, just to be clear that it's not just the nurses that oppose the compact. To the study, we do appreciate and have engaged a lot in discussions on the data that we're looking for to ensure that moving into a compact would be the right thing for our state. In reviewing the language, it does address a lot of the concerns we raised. However, it doesn't mention patient safety or patient outcomes. And that was one of our gravest concerns, is that that information on any changes related to patient safety or patient outcomes in states that have joined the compact is still missing from the study. And number six does not include looking at other states other than the neighboring states. It specifically points out that we will study scope, qualifications, etc., of nurses in the other states that are just bordering. We have less concern with nurses in the Midwest that are trained in the Midwest, et cetera, and more concern with those that are in other states that we believe have lesser standards. And finally, the last thing is that we can't support a study that actually has and includes in-law enactment language. So with that, I'll conclude my remarks and let anyone else speak.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Eric Haughey with Ask Me Council 5. I'll be very brief. We share some of the concerns that Ms. Mortrude raised and just want to go on record opposing the compact and the study. We do appreciate the willingness of the authors to work with us on this, but at this time we cannot support the amendment. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience that wanted to speak to the A2 amendment? Okay, then, members, any last discussion on the A2 amendment? Then, seeing none.
There's somebody that wants.
Oh, sorry. Was somebody wanted?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Then, members, all those in favor of adopting the A2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And the motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. So members, before us, we have the language from Senate File 230 as amended, and then the I believe the proper motion is to adopt, what is the language, to adopt the conference report? Is that
as amended
is what we need to do then next. Okay. So then, members, all those in favor of adopting the conference report as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And the motion prevails, and the conference report is adopted. The committee is adjourned. Now, we'll